here's a story from The World.
The Chinese government is tightening its grip on Hong Kong. The mainland government today formally adopted a controversial new national security law. It's seen as an effort to stop this. Pro-democracy protests. For the past year, activists have taken to the streets of Hong Kong to push back against the control of Beijing. This new law will reportedly make any act of secession, subversion, or collusion with external forces a crime. Today, Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam defended the law in a video address to the United Nations.
For those foreign governments or politicians raising objections to the legislation, one could only lament the double standards they are adopting. All those countries which have pointed their fingers at China have their own national security legislation in place. We could think of no valid reason why China alone should be inhibited from enacting national security legislation.
The move by Beijing brought a swift response from protesters. Hong Kong's highest-profile pro-democracy organization, Democisto, has disbanded. We start our coverage from Hong Kong. Emily Lau is a former member of the Legislative Council of Hong Kong.
As we speak, the law has not been published. We don't know the content. But the government said it's going to come into force. What a joke. We haven't seen it. We just don't know anything about the law. And it's been passed. It's going to come into force. They may start arresting people. And we haven't seen the content of the law. Have you heard of anything more ridiculous? Earlier today, the chief executive, Carrie Lam, spoke to the UN Human Rights Council, saying that everything will be all right. It would not harm human rights. And when she spoke, she had not seen the law. So I cannot think of anything more outrageous.
So very little detail, but there is a lot of concern. Are you worried about how strict the laws are going to be, or is your concern you don't know anything right now?
I mean, we've heard the four offenses: subversion, secession, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. But what would be the definition of these offenses? How many people would be caught? Like me, I'm talking to you, a foreign journalist. Are the police going to burst into my flat and arrest me? They do that in mainland China with the dissidents, with the human rights lawyers. So if this law is going to be enforced in such a harsh way, it will blow away the cover of one country, two systems.
If you don't have the details on the law, though, how do you know that that would be the case?
We don't know. But we know how they deal with people who are suspected to be guilty of national security offenses in the mainland. That is not a secret. And the way they're dealt with is quite horrendous.
Well, Emily Lau, as you know, Washington is making moves to end Hong Kong's special trade relationship with the U.S. because they say if China's going to step in, well, then we can't do that deal. Is that a good idea?
There are 7 million Hong Kong people. And if the U.S. authorities, Congress, they really want to support the Hong Kong people, I hope they will think of a way to show the Hong Kong people that, oh, we are only targeting the authorities and not the ordinary people. It may not be easy, but I hope you can tell the difference. Because on the one hand, you say, oh, we want to support you, to help you. But then on the other hand, we will punish all of you in one go. And that does not make sense. We want the international community, including the US and Europe and elsewhere, to help to launch this lifeboat scheme to give Hong Kong people an emergency exit, because there are those who are so terrified, who are so scared, they want to get out.
So the most prominent group of activists in Hong Kong, Democisto, they've disbanded. There are other activists, though, who say they will march tomorrow. Will residents of Hong Kong dare to turn out, given the stakes right now with this law?
I think so. It would just take you a few hours to find out. There are people who will turn out, knowing that it would be against the law. So there are people who are still very courageous or very determined. I don't think they will resort to violence, but they will turn out to march because they think this is their human right. But they may be arrested because the police said you haven't got permission to march.
Are you going to march tomorrow, Emily Lau?
I will be joining my party. We are collecting donations in the streets tomorrow, and we will see what happens.
Emily Lau, a former member of the Legislative Council of Hong Kong, speaking with us from Hong Kong. Emily, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We also reached out to exiled Chinese artist Ai Weiwei. He spoke with us from Berlin.
This is probably the last nail of the coffin. This is mad. China ruthlessly just put its own law on Hong Kong. They don't care the West or the U.S. or Europe what they will respond to a situation like that.
So when you say this is the last nail in the coffin, what do you think that's going to mean for the people of Hong Kong, how they live day to day?
They will become another city of China, and they can secretly detain people, and they can be disappeared. And there's no argument in any judicial cases. So, of course, the rich people or the people can afford it. They were migrants to other locations. But the young people, the poor people, they all stay there.
In the current system, one country, two systems, how do you understand Beijing's attitude toward Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement? Why do they see it as such a threat if there are these two systems?
Actually, nobody really understands. I think if you look at the long strategy, China always have their own vision about Hong Kong and Taiwan. I think it's not really just about Hong Kong, but rather to really sending out the signal to Taiwan to say, they always think Taiwan is part of China. And I think Taiwan is the next.
So Ai Weiwei, given that this very high-profile pro-democracy organization, Democisto, has ceased all operations, I'm just wondering, what advice would you give to pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong right now?
It is very dangerous. Today, core players are already signed out. Many people are going to go underground, but the fight will always be there.
If those pro-democracy activists go underground, though, isn't that essentially the end of the movement and the security law essentially puts China in charge in Hong Kong?
Basically, it's like that. It's a very sad story. You see how heroic last year millions of people walk on the street peacefully and demand some very small change. But none of those five demands has been met. They are so arrogant. They never learn. I don't know what to say.
Ai Weiwei, your fight for democracy is also the long game. How are you feeling today?
I feel pretty sad. I feel the sky getting dark. And I feel Hong Kong is really very symbolic, which is the only possible Chinese world which has democracy, very professional, well-trained young people there, and they are very innocent. But the world, not only China, will punish them, but the world will also abandon Hong Kong. So that is a very, very sad story.
Ai Weiwei, thank you very much for your time and for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Ai Weiwei is China's most celebrated contemporary artist and a leading dissident. We reached him in Berlin.